when you're moving from 3D mindset to 5D mindset, you usually have a lot of trouble. There's usually a lot of problems and troubles. You know, but you have to realize what's really going on. Not only is your mind changing, but when your mind changes, your body changes. When you're shifting over to a 5D mindset, it affects everything. Body, soul, spirit, will, emotions, intellect. Because mind is spirit. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. If you can get a hold of that right there, just that right there, that one little shift. The Bible says to be renewed in the spirit of your mind. The words I speak, they're spirit and life, he said. Your mind is spirit, your words are spirit, your heart is spirit. Out of the heart, the mouth speaks. Your conversation is going to change. Your outlook's going to change. Your love for people is going to change. You can love your enemy. You can forgive anybody. Doesn't mean that you let them keep doing wrong, you know. The only reason you look at somebody, the reason they're hurting you is because they're hurting. Now, if you're playing game theory, they don't know you're playing game theory, but game theory, if you really study some game theory, you'll find out to win the game, you do tit for tat. But you don't do tit for tat to destroy the other person. If you're in the spirit mind, you do tit for tat to wake them up. Because you love them. You love their soul. And the only reason you do tit for tat is to say, look in the mirror. Look, I'm just giving you back what you're giving me. You know, I don't want to give back what you're giving me. But I don't know how else to wake you up. Except give it back, you know. If a person is narcissistic, I was raised in narcissistic bloodline, so I had narcissistic traits. And I had to recognize, admit it, when I got saved, God breaks every chain. So anybody can be saved. A narcissist can be saved. A psychopath, sociopath, anybody can be saved. God would have all men to be saved, come to the knowledge of truth. But they're going to have to do some internal struggles. There's going to have to be some internal pain. No pain, no gain. There's going to have to be some... what's the word I'm looking for? Shadow work. There's going to have to be some shadow work. Why do I say this? Why do I do this? Why do I respond this way? Why am I living in this way? Do I have fear? Do I have doubt? Do I have worry? Is that biblical? No, that's not biblical. You have to do some shadow work. And a lot of times you have to cut people off. Family, friends, music, noise. I had to go into solitude for about 13 years. And then when you do something that long, isolation, solitude for 13 years, man, you'd love that. You would rather be in the 5D isolation than be in the 3D interaction with crazy. And I'm not pinpointing anybody. I'm just saying in general, 3D mindset is crazy. The 3D mindset is the flesh mind, which is Wally Cody. We all have it. We all have the Jezebel spirit. We all have the flesh mind. We all have the evil side because we're born in sin. We're all just as evil as everybody else. So, but the secret is you realize you have to die daily to that. You die to that. It's not that you're trying to pretend or be a different person. I just saw a wreck on the highway right now, just now. It's not that you're pretending, you're just dying daily. You're taking on the mind of Christ. You're dying to your old nature because you know the old Adamic nature. The old Adam, the old Eve, is pure evil. And so if you want to be evil, you will not die to the old Adam or the old Eve. You'll just continue in it. But if you want to be righteous, you die to the old Adam. And you rise in the spiritual. So when somebody comes at you with the old Adam, you don't have to respond in the old Adam. You can, but if you do, it's not to hurt them, it's to just show them how they're acting. You know it's not real. You know the flesh mind is not real. You know the old Adam is not real. It's just a program. If somebody provokes you into the old program, you can watch yourself from the outside in. You say, well, that's an old program. Why am I responding that way? That's not even who I am. And a lot of times, here's what happens. And a lot of times, I think when people are shifting from the 3D mindset, let me say it this way. You're identifying with your 3D instead of your 5D. So when people are shifting from the 3D to the 5D identification, your identity in Christ, a lot of times it's new to people because it's hard for them to believe that this is a simulation, that the old Adamic nature, the old Eve, the old Adam is not even real. So when you have to wake up and say, hey, I've been running on a program, you might be running on a fear program, a worry program, a doubt program, a scarcity program, a retaliation program, a revenge program, whatever program that the flesh that you've learned from your bloodline or whatever. Whatever program that you're running on, you're going to have to face off with it, that it's just a program and it's not even real. That you're a biological robot under the devil until you run to Jesus, get saved, born again, die to self, and do some inner work, shadow work, inner work, whatever you want to call it. I don't care. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind is what it really is called, according to the Bible. And you stand on the truth. You walk in faith. You walk by faith, not by sight. You walk in agape love, which means God's love, instead of mankind's love. So when your spouse runs on the old program, you look at them and you say, you know, you're running on that old program where you something in your childhood made you insecure or whatever. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I know. Well, if you know, I'm not trying to hurt you and I'm not talking about you. You're still loved. I still love you. I just see your program, just like you can see my program if I fall back into a program. It's not a bad, where everybody has different programs. It's part of the process. Do you want to go to 5D or you want to stay in stupid 3D? Do you want to stay in the stupid 3D, round the mountain, fighting and arguing, he said, what do you care, what do you think about me, and blah, blah, blah. I'm trying to cut the 3D out of you to move you to 5D. That's all I'm doing. You're still loved. You're still appreciated. You're still everything. All your dreams have been fulfilled, okay, in the 3D. They've all been fulfilled because we stepped into the 5D, and God loves you. Everything is settled. We're seated in the heavenlies in Christ. You have eternal love. You have eternal security. All your dreams have been fulfilled in the 5D. But you're functioning in 3D, so why are you letting it bother you? Because it's really just temporary anyway. Your life is a vapor. You might as well enjoy life, the rest of your life, however long you got. With this knowledge that I'm giving you, if you don't reject it and you cut off this audio, video, whatever, and you meditate on it, you meditate on what I'm telling you, you have everything you need. You don't need anything else. In Christ is everything. All the riches, all the security, all the love, all the protection. Everything that you need right now, you have in Christ. Actually, the earth is yours. You're like a not a billionaire, but a trillionaire, because this whole earth's made for you. You got food right there in the woods. You got unlimited resources, but the system's trying to make you believe in scarcity. I mean, I could go right now, go to the bank, say, hey, here's my business plan. I need $1 million. I'm going to buy this apartment complex. And I got the managers and I got the maintenance men. I got it all set up, and we're going to make a profit the first year, because everybody's going to sacrifice, and we're going to make a profit because they're going to get a bonus. I'm going to give them a bonus if every 3 months if they work hard. Give them some motivation to get up. Just take them out of the scarcity mindset into bonus mindset. When you think in the 5D and know who you are in Christ and you got all things in Jesus, there's no fear, there's no worry, there's no doubt, there's no insecurity. You're loved with unlimited love. You've got everything you need. God's going to take care of you. He's the apple of your eye. You're never alone. God is always with you. You don't have to fear. You got a church family in every city. Wherever you go, you can find a church family. Have brothers and sisters. Anywhere you go, you have the mind of Christ, and you're connected to the family. I mean, really, there's nothing really to say. Nothing else really to say, I mean.
Hi, lady.
Moving to the 5D mind is, this place is temporary. If I have to work two jobs, who cares? At least I got a job. If I have to clean my house, who cares? If I have to tear everything down and rebuild it, who cares? It's the 5D mindset. 3D to you is like a video game. Hey, how you doing? Thank you. You need something? Pray about it. Lord, I need a job. Okay, here's a job. Lord, I need a friend. Okay, they probably knock on your door within an hour or tomorrow or something. Lord, I need a new vision. Okay, here's your new vision. But Lord, I need this. Well, your heart ain't right. You got to get your heart right, and then it'll happen. Okay. Yes, sir. Sir, yes, sir. It's all about submitting to God's will, trusting God, and doing what's right. Not in your own power, because you say, Lord, I can't do what's right. I need your help. Okay. I'll help you do it. And so you envision it in your 5D mind, and guess what? Lo and behold, it appears in the 3D mind, and you think, well, that sounds like Oprah Winfrey. No, she stole it from us. Don't let the lost steal our blessings. They hijacked us. The Bible says, without a vision, the people perish. It's good to have a vision, even if it never appears. At least you have the vision, right? At least you have the vision. This came to my mind for somebody just now. I just got a download. You know, you look at your past, and you might have had bad experiences with certain relationships. Somebody might have cheated on you or whatever. That's the past. You're going to make better choices this time. Don't live in the past. Don't live in fear. Don't expect another person to be like that other person that you were around or with. I just got that download. I don't know who it's for. Don't let your past experiences determine your future experiences. Take your every thought into captivity. Create some communication. Know who you're talking about to. Know the person head to toe. Know that person. And be cognizant. How do you say the word? Cognizant. Be cognizant of who you're talking to. Because not everybody's the same. Not everybody. If you're talking to a saved person, they're totally different than the lost people you rub shoulders with. If you talk to somebody who has faith, they're not even the same kind of person that you're used to dealing with every day at work or somewhere. They have faith. They walk by faith, not by sight. And so the 3D demonic system of the flesh is absolutely trying to take you out of faith. I promise you that's what's happening. The 3D demonic clay flesh mind is trying to take you out of faith. You need to walk in faith, even in the midst of a lion's den, what's the guy's name that David fought? The conqueror, Goliath. Even in the midst of Goliath, the biggest giant you've ever seen, you gotta have some faith, people. You gotta walk by faith. The 5D mind is walking by faith, bringing into, calling things that aren't as is. I know I sound Pentecostal, but I'm not. If you're a child of God, you're taking on His nature down here. You're calling things that are not as is by faith. And they just have to appear. There's a Star Trek episode. They went to another planet and everything they thought appeared. Do you have faith? Do you believe it? Come on now. Are you going to push it away when it appears? When it shows up? When it shows up, are you going to be in such disbelief that you push it away because you go back to your 3D mind? Hello? I think somebody can hear me right now.